Proclamation number 8122, dated the March 11th, 1962. The last huge catastrophe. God's voice will penetrate and wake people up from their careless slumber, since they are, after all, in grave danger. To those who will let themselves be awakened and recognize his voice, a light will shine which will lead them out of the dark night. But the fate of anyone who takes no notice of his voice will be determined for an infinitely long time. Yet he who created all of you will not leave you without warning when difficulties which are intended in God's eternal plan of salvation befall the earth. Time and again he warns and admonishes people by speaking to them in various ways, and those who pay attention to his gentle voice when they hear it won't be frightened by the coming events, when he speaks with a voice of thunder to all who have so far closed their ears to his words of love and mercy. And he will speak to them through the forces of nature, and no one will be able to ignore this voice, for people will be in danger, and as soon as they are afraid of losing their life they may also turn their thoughts to him who is mighty, whom they acknowledge as God and Creator. And if they call upon him they will also be saved for time and eternity. But anyone who is still obstinate then will not be spared the dreadful fate of a renewed banishment. And not much more time will pass until all you humans are shocked by the news of a huge catastrophe. You will be paralyzed by the disaster which will affect countless people. But it has been predicted to you since the start of this earthly period, because it is included in God's eternal plan of salvation. Yet people will never consider a natural disaster of that magnitude possible, and those who survive it will receive very clear evidence that a higher authority is at work, that everything of an earthly nature is transient, and that every human being is at the mercy of this very authority, if he does not establish contact with it and hand himself over to his God and Creator, appealing to him for mercy. For he only wants to reveal himself to people by speaking to them so distinctly that they will have to hear his voice. And by constantly drawing attention to it, he only wants them to achieve a bond with him in advance, in order to then stand firm and also experience his protection when the day of dread arrives. However, his proclamations by seers and prophets are not believed. And although people are time and again stricken by divine interventions on a small scale, it only ever affects the victims, while the others remain indifferent as soon as the first dismay has passed. And only little spiritual gain can be achieved. Yet all those who allow God himself to speak to them, who believe his words and therefore belong to his own, shall constantly be informed of the fact that this huge natural event won't take long in coming. They shall draw strength from his word, for they will need it in order to remain steadfast and to provide comfort and clarification to their fellow human beings who suffer intense physical and spiritual adversity. And every prayer that reaches him will be heard by him, and he will grant strength and help to all who call upon their God and Creator in utmost distress. And even if they have to relinquish their earthly life, they will have found a bond with God and no longer need to fear the fate of those who are entirely devoid of faith and still belong to the one who wants to lure them into ruin. Everyone will still be given the opportunity to recognize their God and Creator, and every individual person decides his own fate. And even the most dreadful happening can be a person's path to him, from whose might he once emerged. And then it will have been a blessing for him, even if countless people have to die. They will be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond with a glimmer of light in their heart if they at last still recognize and acknowledge their God and Creator, if they call upon him in greatest distress, who will then indeed reveal himself to them. You humans should believe that you are approaching this disaster which will come upon you unexpectedly and be such a distinct voice from above that everyone of goodwill should be able to recognize it. And everyone will hear it, for it will be powerful and a last reminder, for the end will come soon afterwards, as it is proclaimed. Amen.